Welcome to Healers of the Light Talk Show with your host, Joanna Basols, streaming live from Miami Beach, Florida, talking about metaphysics and healing methods. Hello, everyone. This is Joanna Basols. Welcome to the first broadcast of Healers of the Light Talk Show. We're going to be streaming live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific time and 7 p.m. Eastern time. So I hope that you can join us. You can always call us also at bbsradio.com station one if you would like to ask any questions or would like to interact. And this will be an introductory episode. So if you're new to the broadcast, this will be recorded as a podcast as well. So you can always go back to this first episode and kind of have an idea of what we do here and what our mission is. And that way you'll be able to listen to any other episode and just by having a little refreshing of the introduction. So I would like to start by talking a little bit about me, just to let you know why am I the host and what am I doing? And then we'll go ahead and explain also the mission of Healers of the Light and of our featured program, the Reprogramming Method. The Soul Reprogramming Method is our featured teaching class. And but let's start just giving a little bit of feedback about me. I try to be really on the background. I'm trying to not make it about me that much. So if you're looking at our website or any of our social media items, you'll see that there's not much really about me, because I'm really trying to just teach and show this truth to the world without making it all over about me. So you don't see any selfies of any of these things, ego trips in our products. But I just wanted to definitely give you a little feedback just so you know why I'm doing this. I'm the author of the Soul Reprogramming Method and also the founder of Healers of the Light Academy. We'll talk about those shortly. I've been always curious about metaphysics, even since I was a little child. And when I was 12 years old, I was already doing past life regressions and hypnosis to my friends from school. And I went to all Catholic noun women schools. So imagine there, it was a little bit difficult to express myself, but I was able to do it. I think that I went through many situations that were always trying to block me from expressing myself, but I went ahead and I always found a way, and I think that made it really interesting. I don't think I would change anything from all those experiences. And as I went growing up, it became a little bit more difficult to actually talk about these topics to people that wanted to listen, because it was more complicated when you're a teenager. There are other interests, definitely not metaphysics, were not one of the things that my friends were interested in. So it was really something that I could not talk to anyone about, including my family. They had no idea what I was saying. None of my relatives were interested at that time to know anything, especially because I was, 12, 14, 15, so who wants to talk to me about those things? So I went ahead and I decided to just keep it all to myself, and I researched for many years metaphysics, mind control, past life regression, hypnosis, different healing methods from all over the world, and I found a lot of joy and satisfaction in those. And some of them were for me, some of them were not really something that I could use. And so I went ahead and picked some that, you know, I felt better with, and tried to stick around with those. What else? Let's say after some time, just recently, probably about 2 years ago, I had an interesting experience where I started remembering a lot of things. I started remembering past lives, and I started remembering these healing methods that I'm teaching now. The reprogramming is one of them. I realized later on that not all of those past lives were my past lives. I realized that some of them were past life imprints, were given to me, so I have the tools and information that I needed for this purpose. So that was very interesting, but the communication was so clear that I was able to understand that. Only a couple of of those were real past lives of mine. And I think it's excellent that I could remember the teachings and all the things that I learned from that life without having the responsibility for the errors and mistakes that happened during those times. So it's the best of what both worlds. And definitely was some very interesting experience. I had really no idea what to do with all this information. But everything started like getting clearer and clearer when I started writing the healing methods, and then started understanding about the mission of Healers of the Light. And that's where everything came from. I remembered why I came here. I remember why I need to work with Healers of the Light. And that's why I'm talking to you now, and that's why we're doing. As far as professionally, I have a law degree from Lima, Peru, and I have a real estate company in Miami Beach, and really have no other relationship with spirituality other than my own personal search. I don't have any other group of people that I frequent or any other things that I do related to that. But that has been changing recently, and it's been part of my purpose to actually create this network of healers. And it has been a pleasure, because now I feel that I finally have great people to talk to that are actually interested, and they know what I'm saying, and they are here to hear these teachings, and they can benefit from them, and they know what to do with it. It's amazing. It's like, I can't believe it. I found my purpose. It's beautiful. And I really want to share this with you, how it happened and how everyone can also do it. So let's go ahead and talk about Healers of the Light. What is the mission and purpose of it? Healers of the Light is a network of healers, and we don't have a physical location, even though I am in Miami Beach, Florida. We don't have an actual location to say, you know, this is a building that represents that. It's something that we're trying to stay away from limiting things, even physically. By the fact that we don't have one building means that we can be everywhere. So we have actually followers from everywhere in the world. In this short time, I started promoting the teachings in January. And we already have a good amount of followers, about 2,000 followers we have in Facebook, and more around 3,000 on Instagram here and there. And it just keeps growing, and people's interest keeps growing. And that is amazing. More than, you know, the egotistic point of view of people that, oh, I want to have all these followers. The reason why we need to gather this network is to be able to teach and to show these truths to the world and to people that actually know what to do with it. There is no point in me going and talking about metaphysics to the open public, because they might not be there yet, or might not be in that search, or are not interested, or have no idea of what I'm saying. So it is important that we have a targeted group of people that actually will know what to do with this, because this is something that I'm starting, but we'll have to continue for the rest of life, obviously. So that's basically what Healers of the Light is here for, is to gather healers, light workers, to create that force of, or that place where when we have this opportunity to present the teachings, they are there to hear them. They're there to be able to use them, to make a connect the dots with the information that I am presenting. Many of them already have some idea of what I'm saying. It's a combination of different things, including hermetics, metaphysics, gnosis. And for me, I don't think I can label it with one word. It is just something that is very integrated, and something that can be used by anyone at the same time. Even though we're managing philosophical concepts and metaphysic elements and things that are sometimes a little bit even hard to even understand, we don't need to have any sort of expertise to use any of the tools that I am presenting, because they are pretty easy, pretty simple. And we go from the premise that all this information is already in our DNA. All the information that I'm bringing out to the world is already in us. And all I'm trying to do is trying to wake up your memory about this. You know this, this is in you. You will know exactly what to do with this. Just like how it happened to me, I started remembering one day and I knew exactly what to do with the soul reprogramming method. I knew exactly how to use it. I knew exactly what was going to happen after. And the same way, once you get reprogrammed or once you use any of our healing methods, you will know exactly what to do with it. These are healing methods that are fifth and seventh dimensional. They're not for a regular consciousness that we have now. So, and that's the reason why our featured or iconic healing method is the soul reprogramming method. We can't move past any of the other healing methods or any of the teachings until we go through this one first, because we're not ready, we're not prepared to receive such information until we first get reprogrammed, until we change our transmitters and receptors to receive the new frequencies that will allow us to understand these teachings. So in order to do that, we have to go through the process of reprogramming. And that's the reason why that method was released first. There will be many other methods that will be shown to the world through the Healing of the Light, Healers of the Light Academy. But we're starting with this one. It's important that people understand the importance of it, the impact of it, and what can be done with it. There are many, many things that we can do with a soul reprogramming method. And I'm just starting to experience them myself, because I have been using it for about a year and a half now. It's quite new, and the results are outstanding. I really, every day it surprises me with something. It's amazing how perfect and how accurate it is. So the soul reprogramming method is a conglomerate of elements. We're working with more than 1,000 different metaphysical elements that we use for healing, balancing, and integrating elements in all our four systems. That includes our DNA, our memory, our mind, body, brain, and also the main program. So we are dividing these teachings in three levels, because we're working in layers. First, we have to clear and heal one layer in order to go to the next one, and then the next layer. And in the first level, we're working with the main program, because that's the reason why we're here. There's no other way. There's no other reason why we came to planet Earth to do anything else. We didn't come here to work from 9 to 5 in an office. We came here for a specific mission. Maybe that's part of your purpose. So I don't want to discredit anyone that works an office, but I'm saying that you are here for something bigger than maybe what you're doing right now. And it's important that you know what it is, because we can't spend our lives just sitting there at our desk and life goes by. And we never found why we came, because we were too distracted, too disconnected, and never made that effort to find out, because we just follow everyone else that is doing the same thing and thought that this is what life is all about, sitting there at the desk, having a lot of children, or just, doing the thing that everyone does and then dying. That can't be. So it's important that you know what your purpose is. So that's what we do in the basic class of the soul reprogramming method. We address that question of why we're here. And that's the first thing, the most important thing. So how do we find out? Well, we establish a connection with our higher beings. We have committees that are there watching over us. We have guardian angels, we have guides, we have high self, and we have a few other metaphysical elements that are also part of our committees. During the reprogramming, we work with them sometimes, we communicate with them. but mainly we're working directly with higher self. So we establish a connection with high self. We introduce this connection by connecting our DNA, our first three strands of DNA that get connected during this class. We are targeting a total of 10 strands of DNA connected during the reprogramming class. And I'll explain a little bit of how that works in a few minutes. So once we connect with our high self, we can start working. We start working in that connection. We start working in healing. He will guide us through the healing charts. We have about 100. We have 100 with more than 1,000 elements. They can be between 1 and 31 elements per chart, depending on the depending on what part of the body we're working on and what part of what category of elements we're working on. And high self will guide us and will let us know there is an imbalance in one of the charts that is a category of elements. There are millions and millions of elements in our body. We're not just four elements that everybody knows, the most popular elements that are the elements of the earth, the water, air, fire, and earth. Those are just four elements that are elements of the earth. There are more than a million, more millions that are there before we come to planet Earth that are not usually or not known, but which the soul reprogramming method, we bring them to the surface and so people can get to know them. They have a very powerful activation force. When in the class, we start going through each one of the charts, I start calling the name of each one of these elements, and they start waking up in the students, and that's what creates the DNA activation. In the first level, we wake up about 34 charts, that is about 100, probably more than 300 elements that get activated during them. And those are not just elements, those are categories of elements, meaning that within them, they have other multiple elements. But if for our understanding and for our and to manage it more effectively, we have grouped them in these categories. It will take us forever to try to learn all of the elements that are present, but we have determined that these categories are enough to produce the healing that is needed and also are the most effective way to use them for our understanding right now. Even though this is a fifth dimensional tool, we can definitely use it because it's very simple to use. Like I was saying, through the connection with high self, he will guide us through the charts. We have an alphabet chart, and we also have a numbers chart where we can find exactly what chart number we have to go to find an imbalance. And in that first class, we're looking at the program that will tell us why we're here. So we're finding all the elements that are part of that program that are needed to activate it. We have a chart. When we do our activation, we have a little chart where it has columns and it shows the exact number of elements that are needed for each category in order to activate our main program. Then what we proceed to do after that is to compare that perfect number that is needed to activate the program to the number of elements that we actually have now. Usually there will be discordances, and that's normal because no one had use of this tool before. And we have the perfect way to balance each one of those to make it the perfect number. So we go ahead and find out with high self, where is this imbalance? In which of the charts can we find the imbalance that is causing that the number in the perfect number in the elements of the program is not matching what we have right now? And we go through each one of those until the numbers are perfectly matching the perfect number. And we do this with a group of variable elements that are about 10, and also the static elements that are also about 12. And once we have that, we integrate each one of those to perfection. We have elements that are variable and elements that are static, and one by one we integrate them to perfection, creating a matrix. We have like a table with the number that is the result of the integration of each one of those elements, every possible combination of them, until we get to the end. And once we have done that, we have accomplished the activation and balancing and integration of the elements of the program. This, what is going to happen with this? What's going to happen is that we're going to start attracting everything that is in that program, things that are going to help us, all the tools and elements that are going to help us in developing that program are going to start coming our way. That's what usually happens with the balancing of the main program. And not only tools, also people and things that we need to, that we have healed during the integration will start showing up. What I've noticed, for example, in my case, I had calls from people that I haven't talked to in years, because at some point they meant something that was important at that point. And then when I heal and balance the integration of the elements, all of a sudden they call, you know, it's like, oh, you know, they probably had something to do with the attraction of those elements again. And it's interesting. And just people that are there to help you, like, they start showing up and you will know that they are in the same frequency of the program, because there's no way that you could have met those people in any other situation. And, oh, what a coincidence. They're doing something related to what you need to do. So that's what starts happening with the main program. Also, something that is undeniable is this feeling of, that's what I need to do. It's like you can't pass on it. You can't just, oh no, I'm just going to go back and do what I was doing. You can't. It's impossible. Once you know your purpose and it has been activated, this is the strongest call that you are going to feel. And it's just going to make you focus, and it's going to make you make sure that you are in that path. You are probably going to say, you know, I don't want to do that anymore, or I give up on this. But this is the only reason why you're here. You have to be very careful with not following your purpose, because there's no other reason why you're here. And what I think that happens most of the time when we're not following our purpose is that we start feeling sick, we start decaying, we start just the process of self-destruction, because there's no other reason why we should be here if it's not for that one purpose. So it's important that we, some one way or another, we find what this purpose is. And during the next episodes, I will be taking calls, and you know, you're welcome to call in, and we'll do a little session here and there just to show you to how we can find out, you know, your life purpose. Well, that's what we do in the basic class. It's very, very, very interesting, because in the basic class, we connect these first three strands that will allow us to work with the rest of the program. Because once we're connected to the high self and to the higher beings through our first three strands of DNA, then we can, you know, move ahead and continue with the rest of the healing. And just to give you a little bit of, I wanted to explain now that we're talking about the DNA activation, in case you're not familiar with it. There are 12 strands of DNA that are found in our system, when in our human system. There are two that are active, they belong to our parents, their genetical DNA influence. Those belong to our parents, they're connected to us, and there are 10 more strands that scientists usually call junk DNA, which they have not been able to attribute to anything. They think that these are just elements that are not connected to anything. It's just they don't think it really does anything. Well, let me tell you that it does. And now we have more and more research about that. And you can probably spend a few minutes in Google and just read about it and strands of junk DNA, and you will find a lot of information. I have wrote a few articles about it myself. You can read it on our website at healersofthelight.com. I always talk about DNA activation. It's extremely important that we get these 10 strands connected to be able to receive the information that we need. This is like the most effective way that I have ever seen in all my years of researching different methods of for DNA activation. And reprogramming is incredible because we're calling one by one of these categories of elements until all these 10 strands are connected. And the feeling of connectedness is undeniable. And not only that, but all that, what happens after, all the information that comes later is definitely incredible. There are some symptoms that we experience physically. And that's why I always try to tell everyone, it is important that when we work on a DNA activation, we do it in an integral way. We can't go to a place and, you know, receive an activation of just one element, because that will cause an imbalance in all the other elements. It is nice, you know, when you want to activate the elements of the sun or activate the elements of the earth, and then you do all these rituals. But what happens to all the other elements? You're leaving them on the side, and they need to be integrated. You can't just activate one element. And that's why many people, you know, start feeling even that they're going crazy, because they're completely imbalanced. What they did is just they caused a terrible imbalance in their system by activating just one element. With this method, we have about 1,000 elements that we're integrating all at once through the lapse of a week or 3 weekends when we give the class. And so it's enough time for the body to adapt, and not just the body, but the cells, the DNA, and memory, to adapt to this activation. And it's quite enough time, but you don't want to leave a lot of time in between, because, like I said, you can't just be activated and then don't do the rest of the other two classes, and, you know, then you're going to feel an imbalance for sure. Or what's going to happen is that you're probably going to lose a connection. So it is important that we maintain all the elements integrated and the DNA connected in an integral way. So that's what the DNA activation is. It's like getting a pass for your library. It's like the first time you go to the library and you need to fill out this application to get your pass. And then once you're in, then you have access to all these books. And I don't know if anybody goes to the library anymore. I remember when I was going to law school, I had to spend 4 years there. But, well, there are going to be any other comparison to real life now. If people don't read books, and there should be some other thing, but you get the idea. It's like you get a pass to access something where there is a lot of more information. And that is the whole idea about the DNA activation. And, you know, that may open the door for you to find your own healing methods, your own information. I try to always tell the students and tell everyone that I can, that there is no reason why we should be looking for opinions of others, because we have the tools to get our own information from the source. There is no reason why you have to call your mom to ask for an advice. I mean, it's nice, but that's her own vision of something. You have to find your own, and you have access to that. I just don't understand why anyone needs to ask anyone for an opinion. And if we all were connected to that source, there will be no debates. There will be no misconceptions. There will be no confrontations. There will be no war, because everybody would manage the same information. Of course, they don't want you to be connected to this, because, of course, many people have other interests, and they prefer that we are not connected to this source of information. But there will be always those like us that are trying to, you know, bring this to the light. And that's why we're here, and that's why Healers of the Light is here. And we're going to keep trying. And I'm sure that even if just one person connects to the truth, then I would say, you know, the purpose is done. But I will try my best to reach the most people that we can. And well, that's what we do in the DNA activation. Now, let's talk about the advanced class. This will be the second level, where we activate the cellular memory and the cells in the body. In there, we are working with the same grid. We create also a matrix of activation for the cells and for memory. This one is really important, because in here we're working with memories. Memories are not stored in the mind. memories are stored in cells. So cells go into a part of our body and they accumulate there and they stay there and they start causing imbalances, when, especially when it's a negative memory. And that's why you hear sometimes that people say, when you think about nice thoughts of like beautiful things that can affect your systems, right? Well, there's some degree of truth in that. But I will tell you where the difference is. If you think of memories that are beautiful, memories that make you happy, that actually has an effect in your cells. But if you think of thoughts, things that are not real, things that are just etheric, but are not real memories of something that happened, you're not causing a change in your chemistry. You're only causing a change in the waves of your brain waves, in the functions and your signals that you're sending to the body functions. So you are causing some kind of change, but it's not the same as memories. So you can do a combination of both. Actually, in a meditation, it's a very good idea if you spend a few minutes thinking about nice memories that causes a change in your cellular memory, and definitely will affect any ailments that you have in your body. If any of these cells have stored in a way that is causing pain or discomfort, try to think about positive memories. And then you can also think about positive thoughts, which are in the mind, to activate the brain waves in a way that will send signals to the body functions to help you do accomplish something that you want to do. And that I can probably talk about in the next episode. We're going to talk about the book that I'm writing. It's called The Planet of the Ideas. And there I'm talking about mind levels and how to enter different mind levels with the use of words. That I know very well. That's one of my expertise, how to use the words to create mind different effects in the mind levels. Perfect. So we're back into the advanced class. And this usually is a 2 to 3 day class. Depends how many people are in the class and how fast they are with the use of their pendulum. By now, you should be very connected already. Once we are done balancing the main program, because that usually takes us about a whole day to do. The first class is 3 days, by the way. So this is probably the longest because we're just getting to know how to use the pendulum. Like I said, you don't need any experience. So if you're brand new using your pendulum, it may take you, you know, a few hours to even make it see any sort of reaction in it. But by the end of the third day, when we are finished, done the integration of the elements of the program, then you will be perfect to continue. In the advanced class, it could be 2 to 3 days. Also, we have to do the full integration of all the cells in the memory and cells in the body. We do the same thing as we did in the main program. We have a list of the elements that are of the memory and all the list of the elements that are cells in the body. And then we integrate them one by one until we activate this grid and we find the imbalances in each one of them. In this case, we have a perfect number that is given. In this case, we don't have a specific number because we're not dealing with a program that is unique. We're dealing with human beings. They're supposed to have specific numbers of elements for the perfect use of their cells in the brain, in the memory and body. So there's the same number for everyone. Some of them are ranges, so there is some room for flexibility there, but ideally is the same patterns that we'll see in all. We're supposed to all have the same, even though our bodies may look different. That has nothing to do with the fact that we are supposed to all function in the same way and have the same capacities for our cellular and memory and cells in the body. And what else do we see in the class? Well, we do the release of the traumatic memories when we balance all these elements, which is very important because we don't need to even know what these traumatic memories are. It's not like we have, it's not like when we go to the psychotherapy and we have to start remembering all these traumatic experiences that I think is counterproducing at some in some way, because like I was telling you, remembering negative memories has an effect in your cells. The good thing is like once they come out, you know, they're out, and that could be a positive, but it does, and nobody wants to remember the negative things. And sometimes we can't remember because we do have our defense mechanisms that make us forget certain things. And sometimes we're too young. Sometimes we're not even born. Sometimes they come from past lives. So in that sense, we may not even know what we really need to heal. But in the elemental language, we're going to see it as an imbalance. We're going to find that there is an imbalance in certain integration of elements that are leading us to that particular event that happened and was stored there as an imbalance. So we're going through the entire system that way. Everything gets removed. And all of a sudden, you don't feel annoyed by things. It really is a wonderful thing. You don't feel like things bother you anymore. You feel forgiving. You feel like giving. You feel like it's just so free. It's a beautiful thing. I cannot even explain. I really tell everyone you have to experience it because it is different in everyone. I know how I feel about it. Just not having all this baggage of memories of things that for what you need them. Just release them, you know. But sometimes we don't know how. We don't know if we really did. But now with this grid of perfectly balanced numbers, we know that in the intersection of this element with this other element, there was an imbalance. And we know that it has to be 5 elements in that category, and we have 7, and we balance it until we have 5 elements. So it can't fail. It's perfect the way that it works. And I think it's good that we have something tangible to actually confirm that the healing was applied, because there are no methods and now, I mean, I've searched that many up to now, and there are no methods that could tell you exactly when you're working with energy healing that something was done in that level of accuracy. So you definitely will know when the healing was applied. In this level, in this class, we also have other 3 strands of DNA activated. We work also removing, we also remove the ideologies and blockages that are in the mind in this class. So, and then we move on into the master's class, which is the 3rd level. And with this class, we actually receive, we can get certified to become a consultant as well if we want. And it is simple. So all you have to do is after you have completed your 3 levels, you have to submit 2 completed reprogrammings. It could be of a relative, it could be of anyone that you want, to be able to work then with others. Because it simply doesn't require much more than the DNA activation for you to be able to apply it to other people. But if you're not activated, you're not able to apply healing. You're only able to, you know, once you can receive a reprogramming, we offer this as a service too. If you don't want to take the class, you're a busy person, you just want to be reprogrammed, we can activate you. We can reprogram you, I'm sorry, but you're not going to be activated in the DNA section, because for that you need to be in the class and we have to be calling the elements one by one. And you will have all the same effects of balancing and releasing of memories and traumatic experiences and all that. But if perhaps you're not in the spirituality path, or you're not interested in healing others, so you don't need to have that DNA activation occurring to you, but you want to have the balancing of the elements so you can do everything else that you're doing from a more balanced and neutral place. Definitely enhances all your systems in 70 times more than what you are now. It is even physically, you have more strength, because that's what we're doing now in the master class. We are replacing our receptors and transmitters for new ones. So virtually, we're changing all the receptors and transmitters of energy that we have right now for new ones that attract or receive or interact better with the new frequencies that are out there. you probably have not been able to experience the real use of these energies, and you may be conflicting with them because your receptors are not made for them. But let me tell you, out there are some really, really high frequencies that are available for us to use, and the body and the brain and all of our systems operate so much better in them. It is incredible. There is no reason why you want to be working in a Windows 5, or I don't even know if that exists, but in a lower operating system, if you can be in the highest one. Even our computers and phones have an update every certain time. Why would you not want to do that to your own systems? It doesn't make sense. So this is there for that reason, and everyone should be able to have access to this. And this can be done also online. This is available online. I can offer the consultation online, and you can find it on our website, healersofthelight.com, the process to select a consultation. There are a few other consultants also that are already certified with us. And in case I'm not available, we can also always connect you with another consultant. But ideally, I should be able to help you. Also, every week I am releasing a video of a case study, so you have an idea of how this elements balancing works for each case, and you might find some familiarities in your case, and that may motivate you to do the treatment with us. And going back to the master's class, well, in this last class, that also should be 2 or 3 days, again, depending on the level of the expertise and depending on how many people are in the class, which should be done in 2 or 3 days. And here we're balancing and integrating all the elements of the body and brain. We go through all the elements of the body that actually have receptors and transmitters to be changed. So, for example, bone marrow, we're working with the membrane in the throat, and we're working with extremities and different parts of the body that are important for the reprogramming. We do a full restructuring of them and replace the receptors and transmitters. Now you're ready for these new frequencies. Now you're going to feel like you actually fit in the world, because I don't know if you have this feeling sometimes that you just feel attacked by energies. And it may, especially if you're an empath, you may feel like sometimes you're too sensitive to energies. And with this regulation of your transmitters, you can actually establish boundaries. So now you don't have to be that sensitive to these frequencies. You can say, I am going to receive these frequencies up to here. And that is done automatically. We do that as the part of the post-reprogramming. We set boundaries, and your high self committee chooses the boundaries and the amounts that are needed. So you don't even have to know what number of elements you need for that, and that's just done automatically. And I'm telling you, it feels beautiful. You don't have to go walk by someone that is arguing, and then all of a sudden you're upset, or you have a pain someplace because you went into this place where people were in a bad mood. That doesn't happen anymore. That's just part of the four-dimensional consciousness. You're not there anymore. You were immediately elevated. And that's another thing that is also done in this in the master's class. Our consciousness is regulated. There are some elements that we have in our consciousness that are not known by the regular medicine now, but we work with them in reprogramming, and these elements are a sort of enablers. They are actually elements that lower our consciousness to help us live in this reality. But once we have reprogrammed all the other elements, we can bump that up a little and allow us to receive the new frequencies organically in a way that we're not going to be completely shocked by our new consciousness and all of a sudden, oh, where was I? But there will be an awakening, obviously, because it's definitely going to be noticeable that you're more conscious. And that happens during that. And you could manually make changes to that, but we're not there yet, especially if you're not an expert in the management of elements. We're going to work with our committees, and we're going to have to trust them to let us manage this in a way that is perfect for us now, and they will know when is the time to released or let us have a higher level or of consciousness. And all these healings that we're applying, we always leave an open door for regulation of the elements. We request that they are balanced and integrated every time that is necessary to keep them perfectly balanced. So the committee will know right there that they have to continuously be watching the balance of these elements and continuously be working on it to keep them, these elements, in a perfect number. So that's something that is done during the entire process, not just in the master's class. Even in the program, we also make sure that the elements in the program are always balanced. So we request in every healing of each one of the elements, we have a prayer or a saying that we ask High Self, and includes words in that sense, saying to please maintain the balance continuously. And also in this master class, we receive an activation of 4 strands of DNA. That's the last part, because here we have already worked with the other 2 layers. We can activate the majority of the elements in here. We're working with about 40 charts here. We're doing 30 and 30 in the others and 40 in this one. And we're able to have this bigger activation at the end. Also, one thing that is done during the post-programming, so once we have balanced the elements in the body and brain, just in the same way that we did before with the program and the cells, we have elements of the body that are the different parts of the body, and we have elements of the brain. In this case, we're not, we don't have an integration of each one of them. We have a list of elements, and we have to make sure that the number of functions that they are working with are not more than 1 to 5 in the case of the brain, and not more than 1 to 10 in the case of the body. The parts of the body and brain should not be doing more than this number of functions to be working perfectly. There's no reason why one part of the body is having 20 functions and another one has 1. So there is this balance part. And we do that also with our pendulum and the help of High Self. We make sure we ask how many functions each part of our body or brain is doing right now. And with that, we're able to find out if there is anything that is out of the number. So we bring them back to the perfect number. So that is all what we do in the classes. One very more important thing, sorry, I almost forget, is the removal of the discordant energies. We go ahead and find the groups of characters in the life of the individual that have custom to record imbalances in elements. For example, we have groups of people that could be your parents, mother and father. We have friends from school, friends from education, friends from work, friends outside of work and education. That usually could be girlfriends, brothers, sisters, sons. For some reasons, they are grouped in that way. There are only 5 groups. And once we find out the groups, we find out what elements are, how many discordant energies have been recorded with each one of them. Let's say with your parents, you have recorded 5 discordant energies. And because these are things that happen in the earth, these discordant energies are going to be elements of the earth. And we have only the 4 options that are water, air, fire, and air. So let's say you have abusive parents that hit you or cause you some physical abuse. So you're going to probably record imbalances in the fire element. If your parents were those that hurt your feelings in some way, or you're an emotional person, you probably are going to record imbalances of the water element. And if they were the ones that implanted thoughts and ideas of following certain religion or following certain thoughts, and you're going to have an imbalance of the air element. And if they bring to you some kind of physical inherited issue, then you're going to record it in the earth element. So we work balancing those. And because of the how powerful this is, this release, we can't release them all at once. We do 3 at a time, 3 by day. and we set up a little calendar and release them. So it's a very integral program, and I really hope that you get to try it. You can check our classes at healersofthelight.com. You will see the available schedule, and you can always email me at info@healersofthelight.com. This will be the first of many other classes that will be released, but all of them, the ones that coming later, will require that you have to be reprogrammed, because these are teachings of fifth and seventh dimensional consciousness. And for that, you need to be reprogrammed, because there is no way that you can receive the knowledge without changing your transmitters. Many of these things will require application of frequencies that you won't have access to unless your transmitters and receptors have been changed. And for that, you need to be reprogrammed in the very least, or take the class to have the DNA activation and continue with the next activations. So this is very, very important for everyone. And I really hope that we can spread the word about these teachings. And I am going to ask you to please share this information, share our page, thehealersofthelight.com, share the information that I am spreading on Facebook at facebook.com/healersofthelight. I always put new articles. I share different thoughts and quotes. Actually, more quotes I share in Instagram, instagram.com/healersofthelight. And these are inspirational quotes. You should subscribe. It's really beautiful things that are messages from the masters of light. And I am always sharing. So all that is free information that I'm giving the world. And please spread the word about this message. We have to get to as many people as possible to make a change in consciousness. And I am sure that once we get a good group of people reprogrammed, we can make a big difference. And there are actually already some, I ask what number of people is needed to make a change. So just to make a change in the city of Miami, all we need is 20 people reprogrammed to make a change in environment, politics, or thought, or just in the overall environment of the city, because each person is worth about 70 people. Yeah, exactly. And in the United States, to make a change in the United States, we need about 450 people reprogrammed, sending their healing thoughts or unifying their thoughts to make a change in the whole United States. Only 450 people. It's not a difficult goal to reach. So hopefully you can be one of those. And at some point we'll be able to gather our minds and gather ourselves to send our best interest or best help to the world. And well, I hope that you enjoyed this introductory episode. And from now on, the rest of the episodes probably are going to be regarding the similar topics. We're going to be talking about case studies, and we're going to be talking about levels of the mind. This may not be like the regular show with guests, because it's more about teaching, and there really I have no one that I can debate this with, because it's very, very high there, and no one really knows about any of these decisions yet. So most things are revelations for all. And I really hope you enjoy it, and we'll be here next week, Thursday at 4 p.m. You can actually call in. I'm going to be taking calls for finding out what your purpose is, and we may be able to even release your limiting ideas on the phone. So feel free to call the BBS Radio Station 1 every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific or 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It was a pleasure having you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Healers of the Light Talk Show, this and every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time with your host, Joanna Basols. Feel free to send us a request at info@healersofthelight.com, and also follow us on Facebook to know more about our programs, facebook.com/healersofthelight, Also, you can visit us on our website, healersofthelight.com.